أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أطاعني فقد أطاع الله من عصاني فقد عصى الله ومن يطيع الأمير فقد أطاعني ومن يعصي الأمير فقد عصاني متفق عليه. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever obeys me has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever disobeys me has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever obeys the leader, Amir, has obeyed me. And whoever disobeys the Amir, the leader, he disobeyed me. Abu Hurairah, the narrator, Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever obeys me has obeyed Allah. Whoever disobeys me has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever obeys the leader has obeyed me. Whoever disobeys the leader has disobeyed me. So number one, when you obey Rasulullah, you obey Allah. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالْرَسُولِ. So a person obeys Allah and his Rasul. In many, many places of the Quran, وَمَا أَعْتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. This is why Imam Shafi rahimahullah, somebody asked him a masla, and he said, prove it from the Quran. So he said, yeah, I'll prove it from the Quran. And he read the ayat, وَمَا أَعْتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So he said, first he gave him the Quran ayat, and then he said the hadith. He said, وَمَا أَعْتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُهُ. Huh? Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولُ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولُ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. Allah says. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if you obey me, you obey Allah. And if you disobey Amir, then you disobeyed me. How? Rasulullah commanded you to obey Amir. When Rasulullah has commanded, and you disobeyed Rasulullah's command, who did you disobey? Rasulullah said, so if you disobey the Amir, because Rasulullah said to obey the Amir, then you obey Rasulullah, disobey Rasulullah. If you obey him, you obey Rasulullah. If you disobey the Amir, you disobey Rasulullah. Because Rasulullah commanded you that whatever he says, do, as long as it doesn't concern the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to obey Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time, every place.